whose mouths must be stopped, who subverts whole houses, teaching things which are all, they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, "The Cretans are always wise, evil beasts, slow batters. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. And to the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in the works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." Now, Father, I pray that you just guide and direct my tongue, Father. I pray that you help me to speak the truth, speak it in love. I ask you, Father, that Christian people out there that's in this organization, I pray that you open the eyes of their understanding, Father, where they can see the wickedness of this nation. I pray, Father, that you help them to see what they need to do to get right with you, what they need to do to get out. I pray, Father, that you use this message, Father, to your honor and glory, the Lord Jesus Christ be lifted up in everything I say and do. And I ask you in all of Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in this passage of Scripture, you see the vain talkers and Caesars when this epistle was written. It says, "A mouth must be stopped. They teach things which they ought not. They need to be rebuked sharply, that they be found in the faith, not given heed to Jewish fables, commandments of men that turn from the truth." Verse 15 says the conscience is defiled. Verse 16 says that the best they know God, but in works they deny Him. Now I want you to say some things about Freemasons this morning that I hope will stir you up against this abominable organization. My prayer is that this message will show some of you saved men in Masonry two things. Number one, that they're the devil. And number two, you need to get out of it. The Bible says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." And by God's grace, I'm going to reprove every chance I get this morning. Now, I know that a large number of Masons are saved. Born again, they depended on the death, burial, and resurrection of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation, plus nothing. Now, the problem with these people is the same problem I used to have, or I still have some, is that they never grew as Christians. They're probably in dead churches that don't preach nothing but any more than salvation. They're saved in Christ. They're like the Christians in 1 Corinthians 12. Ignorant. Ignorant of the Word of God. Ignorant of the teachings of Mason. Most of them just use Mason as an excuse to get away from their wives and families. So you Christians and Masons need to wake up, playing a dangerous game and giving heed to Jewish fables. Your mind and your conscience is defiled. Now, if I'm talking to some of you depending on your works or large membership to get you to heaven, I'm going to tell you as plain as I know how. You're not saved. You're going to hell. You're going to burn forever. Titus 3:5 says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You won't be able to stand before a holy God and boast about your good works given to the benevolence, doing your good works in the burn hospitals and all that stuff. It won't mean nothing to God. You rejected His Son. All right, before I start, I'm going to give you a little word of testimony. I saved when I was about 10 years old in a Southern Baptist church. However, the church I was attending didn't teach much more than just salvation. I wasn't exhorted to read and study my Bible like a kid. And I'm sorry to say, I thought I was missing the good times the world had to offer. So I backslid. Got out in the world. For some reason, the Lord took care of me. He was really easy bringing me back to serving. During that time I was backslid, I came in contact with men on my job and in my neighborhood who were Masons. Consequently, I got interested in them. After all, my grandpa and all my uncles on my mother's side of the family were Masons. They all went to church, and as far as I knew, all of them were saved. And maybe I was looking for some spiritual end when I got into it. But after I've been in the Mason about 3 years, the Lord dealt with me through different things to bring me back. And like the prodigal son, I rose up and started back. However, I went back to the same Southern Baptist church I grew up in. I didn't hear much more Bible preached than before. As a matter of fact, the pastor of that church was a Mason too. So after that, through the radio minister of Oliver B. Green, I came out of that Southern Baptist church and found the Independent Baptist church to go to. It was through the preaching of that Independent Baptist church and articles in the Sword of the Lord, Independent Baptist paper, that I saw what Masonry was really like. Lord convicted me of it, and I wrote to the Secretary of the Lodge to ask how to sever myself from Mason. He wrote me a card and a letter to say that I'd be admitted out of the Lodge, therefore I was not connected with Mason anymore. I asked the Lord to forgive me for getting in that pagan organization and releasing me from the outside pagan, and he did. All right, I'm going to tell you about three ways that Masonry is an ungodly, paganistic, blasphemous organization. Number one, by their own declaration. Luke 19:22 says, and he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Down here if I was an austere man, taking up what that I laid down and reaping what that I did not sow. Now if you listen, in the parable of the 10 pieces of money, Jesus said, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee. And this is what we're going to do. We're judging you Lodge members out of your own mouth. You say members of the Lodge. I want you to listen very carefully. I'm going to tell you plenty of things about your organization that you were too lazy to look at for yourself. Freemasonry is a religion, and it's not Christian. Now, I'm quoting from a book by Dr. Albert G. Matthews called The Encyclopedia of Freemasonry, published by Moats and Company of Philadelphia in 1879. Dr. Matthews was a past high priest and Secretary General of the Supreme Council 33rd for the jurisdiction of the United States. His work is considered one of the best authorities on the order. On page 594, it says, Freemasonry is a religious institution, and hence, its regulations inculcate the use of prayer as a proper tribute of gratitude to the beneficent of life. Also, page 641, the religion of Masonry is non-sectarian. It admits men of every creed within its hospitable bosom. It is not Judaism, though there is nothing to offend the Jews. Did you hear that? If you are saved, you should be able to see from this that Mason's religion is not Christian. Jews reject Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, most Jews believe that Jesus Christ is a bastard son of the Roman soldiers. Now, I've heard of instances of a Jew's son or daughter getting saved and the parents having a funeral for them. And have nothing else to do with it. That ain't all. On page 152 of the same book it says, if Masonry was simply a Christian institution, the Brahmin, the Muslim, and the Buddhist could not conscientiously partake of its illumination. But its universality is its boast, and its language citizens of every nation may converse. At its altars, all religions may kneel, and to its creed, every faith may subscribe. You hear that? He wrote that a Hindu with his religion, a Muhammad with his, a Buddhist with his, and a Jew all can feel at home with Mason. Now, any of you people that's not a bigot ought to be able to see that the God of Mason is the devil in one of his forms. You get mad at me. Look out for yourself if you're not too lazy. I give you the references. That ain't all. In the book they gave me when I took each degree, they say the same things and more. An Introduction to Freemasonry by Carl H. Grawley, on page 28, I quote, in the Lodge, men are united in the common bond of three fundamental beliefs, the fatherhood of God, the brotherhood of man, and the immortality of the soul. You can believe all those things and burn in hell just like Hitler, or any unsaved neighbor on your block. All right, let's see what the God, the Masons, are talking about. I just told you it was the devil in one of his forms, but I know you didn't believe me. So we'll look at your own book, okay? Masons worship the same deity or God as the Romans did. On page 42, on the questions and answers given to an end of the planet, first section of the lecture, on the first degree of Masonry, I quote, "Why was your right hand placed on the Holy Bible, not your left or first?" Answer. The right hand has ever been considered the seat of fidelity, and our ancient brethren worship deity under the name of Sides, which sometimes represented by two hands joined together or by two human figures holding each other by the right hand. Page 42 and 43 of Freemasonry exposed by Captain William Morgan. That's where that comes from. You notice the deity named Sides, according to the Dictionary of Practical Mythology by J. E. Zimmerman, on page 107, I quote, "The word Sides is a Roman goddess of faith, earth, and honesty. First paid divine honors by Numa Pompilius." You hear that? Their ancient brethren worship an idol said to be a deity or god. You still think Masonry is all right? That's not all. On page 109 to 111 in a fellow class degree, it says that the petitioner knows that before he signs his application, he must answer, "Do you believe in God?" Before his petition can be accepted, he must declare his faith in a supreme being. But no, he's not required to say then or ever what God. He may name him as he will, think of him as he pleases, make it impersonal or personal, law, anthropomorphic, or whatever. Freemasonry cares not. Freemasonry's own name for deity is the great architect of the universe. He speaks of God rather than he felt the sacredness of the simple Jewish symbol, the Yod, which stood for J-H-V-A. They say that unpronounceable name that we think may have been Jehovah. See? But God, the great architect of the universe, Grand Master, great geometer, a symbol of the conception, signs in the east of every American Masonic Lodge, is in the center of the canopy of the English Lodge. Then on down the page, the symbol of deity has always been part of all houses of initiation. In the Egyptian mysteries, it was the sun god symbol, Ra. And they go on to about the five-pointed star of the Greek. I read all that just to show you what they say in their own book. It all boils down to this. The Masons believe in a supreme being, no matter what you call it. You say, "Well, what's the matter with that?" I'll tell you what's the matter with it. They don't even believe as much as the devils do. James 2:19 said, "Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well." The devils also believe in symbols. You see, but it's like the devils believe in God in symbols. Some of you people out there don't even tremble at God Almighty. Devils ain't going to heaven, they're going to hell. You bunch of dumb Masons believe in many gods. Look here, there is two gods in this world. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God. And 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, in the beginning, God, that's for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, in one. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, is shining through them." Masonry's God is not the God. He is not the God of the Bible, it's the God of this world. And you bunch of dumb Christians fall right into the devil's hands and worship him because you're too lazy to check out the Mason before you join, or you took somebody else's word for it. Listen, every religion boils down to two groups. Either works or grace. If you're in the works group, you just as good as in hell with a gate shut. All right, the second way I'm going to show you Freemasons is an ungodly, blasphemous, paganistic organization. It's by the Word of God. Turn in your Bibles to John 8:47. John 8:47. He that is of God heareth God's word. Small, Z-O-R-D-S. You therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. The context of this passage is Jesus talking to the religious crowd of his day. They were religious, but lost. They're working their way to heaven. They stand and pray out loud. They believe in God. They probably give all the charitable organization. Look at verse 44. You are your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because for he is a liar and the father of it. Now listen, that's Jesus Christ talking. Jesus Christ said that. I didn't say that. Some of you dumb, stupid people don't know Jesus Christ. You need to know him. You never read the Word of God. All you ever hear is salvation sermons, just like I did for 10 years. You better get in that King James Bible and read. You're going to be judged by that book. I guess you knew that, didn't you? Listen, he said, you are your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. They thought they were worshiping God. It was a small G-O-D, though. It was the god of this world, the devil. All right, let's look at the Bible, The Making You. In Claudius' book on page 37, it says, the Holy Bible is always referred to as the Great Light. In this country, which is predominantly Christian, this practice may be different in other lands. A holy Jewish law may use only the Old Testament. In Turkey or Persia, the Quran would be used. The Brahmins would use the Veda. They reject the King James Bible's only true final authority in all matters of faith and practice. That's not blasphemy, that's religion. In George L. Hunt's book on secret society, he says on page 20 and 21, the mystic shrine is an oriental degree of masonry brought to this country by the Mohammed Mecca in 1871 by W.J. Florence, and is a purely heathen degree. Anti-Christian from beginning to end. As the binding cause of this oath plainly reveals, it is his father, in willful violation, whereof I incur the fearful penalty of having my eyeballs pierced to the center with a three-edged blade, my feet flayed, and I be forced to walk in the hot sands on the sterile shores of the Red Sea until a flaming sun shall strike me with a lidded plague. And may Allah, the God of Arab, Muslim, and Muhammad, the God of our fathers, support me in the entire fulfillment of the same. Amen, amen, amen. See, they reject Jesus Christ and bow and ask the God of the Arab, Muslim, Muhammad to support him. Allah is the Arab God, Muhammad is his prophet, the Quran is his Bible, and the shriners are that bud standing on the street corners with a set of little tassel hat, turned up toes on his shoes. All right, trying to get money out of you folks, you dumb folks, that give it to them every year. I tell you something else. That building on West 9 Mile Road certainly is not a piece of American architecture. And some of you are in the shrine and are pecking at it. Man, I'd hate to be in your shoes at the judgment. That Bible says, he that is of God, heareth God's word. You hear God's word? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Alright, while I'm on earth, listen to this. Matthew 5:33 says, again, you have heard that it has been said the old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all. Neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. Neither by earth, for it is footstool. Neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. And you can go on and read over in James, same thing. Listen, Peter is of God, hear God's word. You're not of God because you don't listen to his word. All right, I'm quoting from a book by Captain William Morgan called Freemasonry Exposed. On page 22, it gives an interdependence oath. Binding myself under no less penalty than having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the root, my body buried in the rough sands of the sea at Lake Watermark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours. So help me God to keep me steadfast in due performance of the same. The Telegraph oath. Binding myself under no less penalty than having my left breast torn open, my heart and vital taken from thence and thrown over my left shoulder and carried in the valley of Jehoshaphat, there to be a prey to the wild beasts of the field and birds of the isle. All right? Now the third degree, a Master Mason's oath. Binding myself under no less penalty than having my body severed in two in the midst and the body to the north and the south. My bowels burnt to ashes in the sun, and the ashes scattered before the four winds of heaven, that there might not the least track or trace or remembrance to remain among men or masons of so vile and perjured a wretch as I should be, were I ever to prove willfully guilty of violating any part of this my solemn oath or obligation of a master mason. So help me God to keep me steadfast in the due performance of the same. What a bloody, blasphemous, grotesque, gory mess. It's no wonder all you all that's supposed to be secret. They don't want their wives and children to know that they took that oath. Well, they did. Can you imagine grown men, educated lawyers, doctors, judges, policemen, even preachers taking such an oath? Well, they do. I know. Well, I quoted from Morgan's book is right because I took the 3 degrees of Mason. And I took those same oaths. You know something else? While those men are taking those oaths, they're kneeling before the worshipful master at the altar. You say, I don't believe anyone would kneel before a man. Sure they do. Look on page 20 and 21 in the first degree, on page 51 in the second degree, and page 73 on the third degree in Freemasonry Exposed. Look it up. Read it. You know, the Masons know that what I'm saying is true. Your wife, ask your husbands about that. Ask them. Let them lie to you. Come out to the Bible Matters bookstore and buy some of the books. You know, if you don't believe it. All right. Peter said that whenever they tried to kneel down in front of him, you know what Peter said? He said, stand up. I myself also a man. Small thing, kneeling before someone called worshipful master. Not only that, the place where they meet, now get this, it's called the Sanctum Sanctorum or Holy of Holies. That's blasphemy. That's where God abode in the temple. And if a high priest didn't do those things just right, God would kill him. Sure, if you wasn't blinded by the devil, you'd see the terrible sin that you committed against the holy God of the Bible, the real creator of the universe. Not the God, great architect of the universe, so called by Mason. That Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things. And I will receive you, and be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. It's wrong for believers to be yoked up with unbelievers, and impossible for righteousness to have fellowship with unrighteousness. You need to come out from there and be separate. I know the lodge is full of unbelievers. By believers, you know what believers are? The believer may be someone who has trusted Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, as his Savior, but nothing else. John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. So he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Now, certainly none of you can deny that there are unbelievers in the lodges, yet you joke up with it. A Christian is in a lodge, is in an organization with a person that believes that Jesus Christ was the bastard son of a Jewish harlot. That's what an Orthodox Jew believes. Or you're connected with a Muslim that believes that Jesus is just a prophet and that Muhammad was his great main prophet. Last way I was going to show you how Mason is of the devil is by their fruit. But I'm about to run out of time. So the Bible says, wherefore by their fruit you shall know them. All you have to do is just look at that a bunch of cigarette sucking, card playing, liquor drinking fools, and you'll see that what kind of people they are. They're not Christian people like that. They're not Christ-like in the way they live and the way they do. Now, if you listen to me at all and you believe what I say, what I've been saying, and you've taken that oath in the lodge, and you say, well, I'm scared that I don't want to, I'm afraid if I get out of it, something's going to happen to me. Listen, you fear God or man. If you fear God, you'll do it like this. That Bible says, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Everybody, read Leviticus 5:4-6. Listen, read Leviticus 5:4-6. Talking about an oath and how you get out of it. Now in the New Testament, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, if you say you've got a heavenly Father, you've got the Lord Jesus Christ intercede for you, and I took the same oath you took. Yet when I rededicated my life to the Lord and saw what kind of blasphemous organization I was in, I asked the Lord to forgive me and release me from the oath. He did forgive me, and he did release me from the earth. And it don't bother me one bit to tell you what I have about this organization of Freemasons. My sins are forgiven. What about yours? I hope you'll get out of this blasphemous organization. Father, bless the message. Pray, Father, that you'd open the eyes of these people, help them to understand what I tried to tell them. And I thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.